Leading the news this morning, Treasurer Wayne Swan is being told to abandon his plan for a budget surplus next financial year. Economic forecaster Deloitte Access Economics says the budget is heading for a deficit of almost $2 billion in 2012-13. Now, the forecaster warns that further cuts to government spending could harm the economy, but the Federal Treasurer is flagging more tough decisions in order to get the budget back in the black. The Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, has made a surprise visit to Afghanistan. Ms Gillard met Afghan President Hamid Karzai at the presidential palace in Kabul. The bodies of the three Australian soldiers killed in Afghanistan last week have also now arrived home. The men were awarded service medals at a special ceremony at Amberley Air Base west of Brisbane yesterday. The Greek Prime Minister, George Papandreou, is under increasing pressure to resign in order to break the country's political deadlock. Greek ministers are holding emergency talks to try and resolve the crisis. The country's main opposition leader is refusing to take part in a coalition government led by Mr Papandreou. A deal needs to be done in order to ratify the EU's latest bailout package so the country can get access to that money. Now, four bombs have exploded in a market in Baghdad, killing at least eight people and injuring 26. The attacks took place as people were buying food for the Muslim festival of Eid al-Adha. Extra security has been out in place across Iraq for the festival holiday.